This is The Brief on Psilocybin-Assisted Therapy for Depression. We're diving into the actual clinical manual from the episode trial, which reveals exactly how therapists use a high dose of psilocybin to treat patients struggling with treatment-resistant depression. First, the environment is highly controlled, specifically through a music block system mapped perfectly to the drug's 6-hour experiential arc of ascent, peak, descent, and return. You can kind of think of this curated music as an invisible track guiding a roller coaster, keeping the patient's internal journey moving safely forward. Second, even with that perfect musical setting, the peak phase can bring up terrifying emotions. But honestly, that's actually the goal. In this clinical setting, frightening or challenging moments aren't considered adverse events at all. They're literally the required catalyst for an emotional breakthrough. It's a lot like sailing, you know? When the mind hits a storm, patients are taught not to steer against it, but to just haul in the sails and ride it out. Finally, who's actually in the room while the patient rides out this storm? Well, there's a male and female therapist dyad, and they use a super strict, non-directive approach. They're basically just a safe physical container and absolutely will not interrupt, guide, or try to fix the patient's psychological pain. I mean, can you imagine how incredibly difficult it must be for a trained therapist to just sit there in silence for hours and resist the urge to jump in and fix their patient's distress? Ultimately, the real medicine isn't just the psychedelic compound itself, but the meticulously engineered emotional container built right around it.